We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt dodged the punt, gets a high snap, gets it away. It's a knuckler. Jackson takes it at the 35. Hamilton picks it up, looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. He's at the 40.
Well, December 19th, 2010, MetLife Stadium. Everybody knows that play. Let's check in with Steve Politi, our friend from the Newark Star-Ledger. Steve, where were you that day? What was your vantage point?
I was there. Yeah, I was there. Press box. Remember it well. That was something else.
So, Eagles-Giants tonight. I want to start with the really easy two-part question, which is Daniel Jones got drafted number 6, I believe, in 2019, one pick ahead of Josh Allen. And before this season was pretty much viewed as a failed pick, but not now. He's had a very good season, was brilliant against the Vikings last week. So the easy two-part question is, what's been the cause of the turnaround, and what's his future in New York?
Yeah, you know, I think he's finally gotten good coaching. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. And you know, Brian Daboll, of course, is the guy who helped turn Josh Allen into Josh Allen. Of course, obviously, Josh Allen had a lot to do with himself, but to finally have a guy who could take advantage of what Daniel Jones does well, to give him a system that, you know, that takes advantage of what strengths that this team has. And I think that Daniel Jones, in a lot of ways, figured it out. He's not turning the ball over, which was the big problem his first 2 years. You know, he's only got 4 or 5 interceptions this year. He's cut back on the fumbles. The other big question was, could he stay healthy? He's been healthy the entire year. So that's a big difference, too. And you can see what he does, what he's been able to do using his legs. That adds another dimension to that offense. His future, I think they're going to bring him back. You know, it depends on what level of contract the two sides can agree on, but I think there's got to be some fair medium, some 3-year, $100 million deal that kind of gets to, you know, gets both sides in a position where they think they could do well with that. I do wonder, though, it's a good question, like, does playoff success make that to the point where now Daniel Jones is going to command an even longer deal? I think that's going to be the big question in the offseason, whether or not his side will look for something that, you know, one of the mega deals you're seeing with quarterbacks.
Steve, it's Mike. What is it about Daboll that makes him such a good coach? Is it connecting with players? Is it his strategic approach to offense or defense or both? What is it about him that's allowed him to kind of turn the Giants around here?
Yeah, I think the first part is he has definitely connected with the players in a way that, you know, Joe Judge, and before him, Pat Shermer, Ben McAdoo. I mean, they haven't had exactly, you know, murderous row in the last few years. I think that's the first part. But I do think there's a scheme part of it, too, a strategy part of it, you know. And it comes down to just getting, finally building around what this team's strengths were. I mean, this is not a great roster. There hasn't been a lot of talent on offense, and they just found a way to take advantage of the good stuff that they have. And you've seen, you know, not quite to the Minnesota Vikings level of winning in close games, but they've been really good in close games. And I think that's part of the fact that this team is adaptable. They change things. Daboll changes things on the fly. He's come up with good game plans, and he's a good in-game coach too. You know, I mean, like, this season only started because he had the guts to go for 2 against Tennessee at the end of that game and called the perfect play to steal one on the road in Nashville. If not for that, I don't think they're sitting here in the playoffs.
Steve Politi's our guest. You can follow him on Twitter at Steve Politi, P-O-L-I-T-I. All right, finish this sentence for us, if you would. And we'll get your pick on the game in a little bit. But finish this. If the Giants are going to win tonight, it's because of?
Jalen Hurts plays poorly. That's what I think.
Okay, so it's on the Eagles to lose the game,
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah, I think that the defense, if Wink Martindale comes up with something, this is because I think the Eagles are just a lot better. And I wrote this when I get it. It's not the same team in December, but I wrote a sentence after that game when the Eagles blew them out 48-22, that I'm not sure there's a single position group where the Giants have an advantage. Like, I couldn't come up with one. Maybe running back, but I'm not sure that, you know, if you had the choice between, you know, Miles Sanders or Saquon Barkley, you wouldn't pick the Eagles guy. So I just think it comes down to, are they going to be able to force him to make some mistakes? Are they going to win the turnover battle? And is he going to struggle in the playoffs, with the pressure on in the playoffs? I think that's kind of the big thing. I don't think he will, but I think that's kind of their best way. I mean, I don't think they can win a shootout against this team. I think, you know, as good as Daniel Jones played in Minnesota, he's going to have a much more difficult time running the ball, and he's going to face some pressure from the Eagles' defense. So I think it just comes down to that. They're going to make the most mistakes.
So, Steve, one of the reasons for kind of anxiety in the Philadelphia region over this game is that the Eagles haven't been at full strength, and people haven't seen them at their best maybe since that Giants game. You know, they won the following week against the Bears, but then Hurts got injured, and they, you know, I think it's safe to say they were holding back against the Giants in that final regular season game. You've covered the Giants and the Jets for a while. You've been around football for a long time, and you've seen situations where teams, you know, enter the playoffs hot or enter the playoffs as the number one seed. Is there any kind of conclusion that you draw or, you know, perspective you might have to look at the Eagles and say, oh, okay, this is something that Philly fans should be worried about, or they shouldn't be worried for these reasons?
You know, I think absolutely it is a valid concern. You know, you look in recent Giants history, their best team was probably that 2018 that lost to the Eagles 23-11. I get it. You know, like Kyle Berger shot his leg off at a nightclub. That certainly didn't help.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, you think about it, when you're at 11-1 in November, that's not when you want to be at your best. You want to be at your best now. So I can certainly understand the concern. Yeah, I don't know though. You know, but how many times have you seen the exact opposite? I guess is the question. Like, how many times has a fan base been worried, and you get to the playoffs, and now they've had basically 3 weeks to rest, to make sure Jalen Hurts is healthy, to come up with a game plan. I mean, I have to imagine that puts him in a better position than the Giants having to travel to Minneapolis on Sunday, a short week, the whole thing. You know, I mean, if you were to take one of the two positions, you'd rather have the home game on essentially 3 weeks rest than what the Giants are going through. So, you know, I do wonder. I think this would be the kind of game where both for the Eagles' sake and for the fan base sake, they come out and take an early 7-0, 10-0 lead. That certainly would, you know, would be a would make a lot of people's anxieties ease up a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree that I understand why they're worried.
I think you read it pretty well. All right, Steve, I want to transition, if I may, to something you wrote this week. But I'm going to do it by playing a clip from earlier in the week that Dexter Lawrence set up there about. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. It's him talking about his mom going to the game tonight.
You know, I know that fans going to be out there, and, you know, I hope we travel well.
How do you describe that environment?
Like you said, gritty. Hard nose. I told my mom she can't come to the games because she'd go back at them. But it should be fun, and I'm excited.
All right. You wrote a piece earlier this week, and you found all the familiar tropes. I'll give you credit for that. 76 reasons to hate Philadelphia. I'm just going to read the beginning and then maybe one or two others and kind of get you to explain your thought process here other than poking a stick at us. This is specifically for readers who live above exit 7A on the New Jersey Turnpike. This is for everyone who will not be among the Santa booing. Really? Really with the Santa?
You know that was 19... Gotta be number one. Come on. You're gonna
you know that was 1968, right?
It's recent, though. Think about how long the universe has existed.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's not that long ago in that context.
Good comeback. Santa booing, horse punching, stadium jail needing, WIP drunk dialing. Hey, that's us.
Those are our people.
Fans swarming the parking lot hellscape outside Lincoln Financial Field in their tattered AstroTurf green jerseys this weekend. Well, you got seven of them right there. Your basis for deciding to write this and stir it all up.
Just have some fun. And I talk to Sielski, understands this. It's like when you're doing the playoffs, you've got to come up with, you know, four or five column ideas a week. And then when you're covering an underdog, you kind of shoot your load in the first week because you don't know if they're going to be there the next week. And then they win that game. You're like, oh, boy, we've got to come up with five more ideas. So you can only imagine the boat I'm going to be in if they win this game. But, yeah, just have some. And the Pats took it with it. They really had a lot of just really funny responses and replies.
Yeah.
And some of them were like really like one guy. They take offense to like one thing in particular.
Well, I'm
like
about to do that.
Their,
I'm actually going to say. Yes, three in a row. Hold on, because you did your number 61 through 63. Will Smith is from Philly. Yeah. Well, okay. I guess the slap, but okay.
Yeah.
Michael Buffer too. Michael Buffer's our friend. Who are you getting, Michael Buffer? Larry Fine, the least funny stooge. Larry Fine was the subtle stooge. Larry Fine was the literate stooge. Why would you take a shot at Larry Fine?
I got an email, 800 words, explained to me why he was the true genius of the three stooges.
That's exactly.
I can only reply, you're absolutely right, sir. I mean, if you're going to put that much thought into this email, I can only say, you got me. I only have 75 reasons now.
And I just have two more, and then I'll turn it over to Mike for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hall & Oates met in Philly. You do not take a shot at Hall & Oates in this town. You don't.
And you could tell I was out of ammunition at that point because I had to list Hall & Oates independently, right?
I noticed that, 67 and 68. Here's my favorite one because it relates to Mike specifically. As for Wawa's, okay, fine, thanks for those.
Oh, that killed
but
me, Chief.
That
overrated. Killed me.
You gotta love the Wawa. Come on.
I can love a lot about Wawa. I don't have to love everything about Wawa. The two that bothered me were the Palestra is a dump.
Yeah, that was probably overstated.
A little bit. Yeah. And then you made a reference to a training room in the Spectrum, which would have been funny if the Spectrum still existed.
About
15 years ago.
There's still some Dave Schultz teeth in whatever rubble was knocked down, though, right?
I would think
if
so.
If I
yes.
dug there in the ground, you would find some evidence of, of Dave Brown's.
You know, it's funny, Steve. Glenn and I were talking about this early in the show, and I made the point that New York, in some ways, is. As a sports market, can kind of be whatever it wants to be in some respect. Yeah. You know, there is the element of we are New York, we are the town of the Yankees and greatness, and we are the cultural and financial capital of the world. And then I think your sensibility as a columnist certainly tends more toward the North Jersey market, you know, connected to New York, and that North Jersey market is much more Philadelphia-like, I think, in its sensibilities.
Yeah, no question. Yep, absolutely. We have more in common with you guys than we probably do with whoever's living in Battery Park. You're not completely correct. Yep.
Well, yeah. Steve, it is a really fun and funny and outrageous column, which I enjoyed. Steve Politti, follow him at Steve Politti on Twitter, NJ Advanced Media, and the
Newark Star Ledger.
Thank you. Not the Bergen.
Can I just say one more thing? Gritty, if you're listening, Gritty, I apologize. You really. That was an unnecessary shot, too. And it's just jealous because we don't have good mascots up here. We don't.
No, you
Giants
don't.
Don't have one. Yankees don't have one. Can you imagine if the Jets had a mascot? Holy cow.
No, the closest.
That'd be a disaster.
The closest two you have are Mr. Met, who's not very good.
Oh, terrible. No, baseball head.
And Patrick Warburton for the New Jersey Devils, you know, the putty on Seinfeld.
He's a mascot. Absolutely.
You know.
He embraces it. Yes.
Got to support the team.
real quick, Steve, what's your prediction tonight?
I'm going with the Eagles by, I don't know, give me like a 31-21 kind of game.
That sounds like a very good score. Actually, almost identical to mine. Steve, a pleasure. We'll have you again. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.